This is Chris Banky, and I'll be your coach for the basic interval training workout. Today, we're going to be working out with four different intensity levels. Zone 1, which is your warm-up, cool-down, and recovery intensity. Zone 2, which is the comfortable aerobic intensity. Zone 3, which is your race pace intensity. And Zone 4, which is your anaerobic breathless pace. This workout is only going to last 30 minutes, and the good news is you can use this basic track while running, walking, cycling, or even using a treadmill. Before you begin, if you are using a treadmill, stair climber, or any other piece of equipment, take a few moments to locate the incline and speed buttons. You're going to be using those a lot today. Also, please locate the pause or stop button just in case you need it during this workout. Here's what I need from you. Make a commitment to work out harder than you would on your own. That's why we've created these workout tracks, and that's why I'm here. All right, let's go. Okay, let's start out with a nice, easy walking pace. This pace isn't super fast, but it's a great speed for doing a few warm-up drills. Alright, for the next few minutes, let's warm up your legs and feet. For the next few seconds, kick your heels up to your butt as you walk, pointing your knees downward, like you're scraping mud off your feet as you walk. This is a great stretch for your quads and warming up your hamstrings. Now try walking, but with each step, come up on the balls of your feet, but then dropping back down onto your heels with each step, kind of like a walking calf raise. This is great for warming up your feet and ankles. Great. Now let's start increasing your speed a bit. For the next few minutes, we're going to work at finding your base pace for today. You should play with your speed for the next 2 minutes to find this base pace. If you're not sure how fast to go, try increasing and decreasing in small increments until it feels right. This isn't the speed you ran yesterday or your best speed. This is your base pace for today, and each day is different. How are you feeling with that base pace? This pace should be a speed you can maintain for a long workout, like 60 minutes. If you're going to work out for a long time, what is the comfortable pace you can sustain for that entire workout? That would be a good base pace to use for today. Don't worry if you feel it's slow. It's important to get to know your body and your ability. This pace should be challenging, but not too difficult. Your base pace should be a comfortable zone 2 intensity. Remember, this isn't the fastest you'll go today, just a good base pace. Keep it here, and I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you what's next. You have just 90 seconds left in your warm-up. How do you feel? Is this your base pace for today? Your fastest, comfortable speed? The one that you can hold for a while. Don't be afraid to play with this base pace speed. That's what the warm-up is for. You have about 40 seconds left in your warm-up. You should be settling into a nice, comfortable stride. If you have some, drink some water and get psyched up for your first set of intervals. Your breathing should be strong and steady. If it's not, make adjustments in your pace until your breathing is strong, steady, and just right. Your warm-up is over, and now it's time to prepare you for your first of 2 sets of speed intervals. During the next 7 minutes, you'll complete 3 speed intervals. This type of training is often called high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, and is great for getting faster and fitter while rapidly improving your endurance. Today, we'll be doing what I call 1x2s. I'll tell you when and how fast to go each time, and you will speed up for 1 minute to your zone 3 race pace intensity, followed by a 2-minute recovery period where you'll slow back down to this base pace for zone 2 intensity to recover. Your first speed interval is coming up in about a minute. When it comes, speed up to that zone 3 race pace. It should be challenging and a bit uncomfortable, but not painful. You should never feel any significant pains while doing interval training. Okay, get psyched up, and I'll be back shortly to tell you when to speed up. Okay, get ready to increase your speed up to that zone 3 race pace intensity. On your mark, get set, go! Okay, you're about halfway through this first interval. How you feeling? Can you go a little bit faster? Do you need to slow down a little bit? You got about 25 seconds left, so push yourself hard. You've only got about 10 seconds left. Keep pushing all the way through to the end. All right, nice job. You just finished your first speed interval. Go ahead and slow back down to recover. Try and hit that zone 2 base pace if you can, but if you're really breathing hard, you can go slower. You have 2 minutes to recover, and the goal is to be able to start your next speed interval at that zone 2 base pace, ready to go. Okay, let's start thinking about that next interval. How did the last one feel? For this next one, can you go a little faster? Or do you need to slow down a little? I want you to push yourself, but I also want to make sure you can really hit that third interval of this first set pretty hard. So if you need to take a little easier on this one, that's totally cool. Okay, just 20 seconds until that second interval starts. How are you feeling? Okay, here's your second interval. Ramp up to that zone 3 race pace intensity for 60 seconds. Go! You're 20 seconds into this second interval. How you feeling? I really want you to push yourself, but I also want to make sure you've got enough energy for the third interval in this first set. Got about 10 seconds left. Keep pushing all the way through this 60-second interval. Nice work. You've just completed your second speed interval of this set. Let's take the next 2 minutes to recover at your zone 2 base pace. All right, you're about halfway through this recovery. I want you to start thinking about that last interval. This time, I want you to ramp up to your full zone 4 pace if possible. If it's too hard, zone 3 race pace is totally fine. But if you can, I want you to try and hit that zone 4 breathless pace for 60 seconds. Really push yourself hard on this one. You'll get a much longer recovery between this final interval and the next set of 3. So really push yourself if you can. Okay, here's that last interval, the first set. Ramp up to that zone 3 or even zone 4 pace. Go! How you doing? You are 30 seconds into your last interval of this set. I really want you to push yourself. Can you go a little faster and still hold on? Just 10 seconds left. Awesome job! You have just finished the third interval and the last interval of this first set. You have about 4 minutes of recovery time before the next and final set of 3 speed intervals start. So if you have some water, take a drink and settle back down into that zone 2 base pace for the next 4 minutes. You're about halfway through this long recovery period before your next set of intervals begins. How are you feeling? Start thinking about this next set of 3 intervals. They will be just like the first set of 1x2s. 1 minute of your fast zone 3 or 4 intensity, followed by a 2 minute recovery period. Be thinking about what speeds worked last time and prepare yourself for any adjustments for this next set. I'll be back in a few minutes. okay? Your last and final set of three speed intervals is going to start in just a few seconds. Again, think about that last set and make any adjustments to your pace for this next and final set of speed intervals. Okay, get ready to increase your speed up to that zone 3 race pace intensity. On your mark, get set, go! Okay, you're about halfway through this first interval. How you feeling? Can you go a little bit faster? Do you need to slow down a little bit? You got about 25 seconds left, so push yourself hard. You've only got about 10 seconds left. Keep pushing all the way through to the end. All right, nice job. You just finished your first interval of this second set. Great work. You've got about 2 minutes before your next interval starts, so go ahead and take that time to recover. I'll check in a minute, see how you're doing. Let's start thinking about that next interval. This will be your second interval of the second set. You're into a few intervals now and you're starting to get used to this pattern. How does it feel? Can you do this next one a little bit faster, or do you need to go a little bit slower? Tune yourself into your body and push yourself up to that zone 3 level. Okay, just 20 seconds until that second interval starts. How are you feeling? Okay, here's your second interval. Ramp up to that zone 3 race pace intensity for 60 seconds. Go! Alright, you're 20 seconds into the second interval of the second set. I really want you to push yourself, but I want to make sure that very last interval, you can knock it out of the park. So check in with yourself. If you can push yourself a little faster, go for it. If not, pull back some. Make sure and finish this interval strong. You've got about 10 seconds left. Keep pushing all the way through this 60-second interval. Nice work. You've just completed your second speed interval of this set. Let's take the next 2 minutes to recover at your zone 2 base pace. We'll be right back. right, you're about halfway through this recovery period. Your next and last interval is coming up. I really want you to push it. This is the final interval of the whole workout, so I want you to hit that zone 4 breathless pace for 60 seconds and push through. Okay, here's the very last interval, the whole workout. Remember, push yourself really hard on this one. Hit that zone 4 intensity level and go! How you doing? You're 30 seconds into this last interval of the whole workout. How you feeling? Can you push yourself a little bit harder and still hold on for another 20 seconds? Come on, push yourself. Just 10 seconds left. Nice job! You just finished the last interval of the last set of this whole workout. Great work! Take the next couple of minutes to recover at your base pace if you can, or slower if you need to. It's absolutely no problem. I'll check in with you in a minute or two and see how you're doing. You're about halfway through the final cool down of this entire workout. How are you feeling? If you're still cruising along at your zone 2 base pace, go ahead and take it down to that zone 1 pace and walk it out for the rest of this cool down. Congratulations. If you're using a tracking app, take a quick look at your distance, calories, and steps. The workout will definitely get easier, and you will get faster, go farther, and develop more endurance each time you do it. Make sure you drink some water and do some stretches. A good cool down is important for preventing injuries. We'll see you next time.